Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Thanks be to God and to all of you, we are more than a third of the way to our goal. Now, Our Lady has asked us to pray the rosary every day and to gather everyone around her in prayer. Help us to spread this movement around the world. If you help us raise $1 million, then four generous couples will add another million, and we can help to bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Simply click donate below. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Have you ever read the book of Job? It's one of the most remarkable stories in all the world of literature. One of the most beautiful, but also the most mystifying stories you'll ever read. It tells the story of a just man, Job. He is just and prosperous. But God allows Satan to attack this just man on every front. His property is destroyed. His children are all killed, and even his body is ravaged with filthy, foul-smelling, and excruciatingly irritating sores. Job endures it all. He doesn't complain. In fact, he continues to bless God. But then Job's friends come and try to explain to him why all this misfortune has occurred and what it all means. And at that point, Job freaks out. He starts expressing his frustration, his outrage. He says again and again that he can't understand why God would let this happen to him. But then, the really surprising thing is the way the book ends. God comes to speak with Job. And what God says is kind of strange. God asked Job if Job made the world. Did Job arrange the moon and sun and stars? Did Job design the animals? Did Job fathom the pattern of the winds or the depths of the sea? And suddenly, Job is content. He's satisfied. And the story ends with Job's sufferings being over and his prosperity being even greater than it was at the beginning. But his peace comes from his conversation with God. But how does that conversation help? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
G.K. Chesterton summarizes the book of Job brilliantly when he says that the message of Job is that the questions of God are more satisfying than the answers of man. Job gets angry when his friends try to explain his suffering to him. But he doesn't get angry when God doesn't try to explain his suffering to him. Why is that? It's because meditating on who God is and what he has done tells us that we can count on him, that we can trust him, that he knows what he's doing, and that it's going to be all right. If God is my Father, no matter what happens, I'll be okay. I'm safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When God speaks to Job out of the storm, he reminds Job of all the wonders of the natural universe. And the entire natural world is a reminder of two things. That God is all-powerful, that he can do anything, he can make anything. All he has to do is will it. And what he wills will come about. But the natural world is also a reminder that God is all good and that everything he does is good. Mountains are good. Mountain goats are good too. The skies are good and hawks are good. The land is good and horses are good. These are all beautiful, good things. And not only are they beautiful, but they're beautifully coordinated and harmonized in ways we could have never come up with ourselves. This is who God is. He's a God who uses his supreme power to make astoundingly good things and to coordinate those good things together in ways that we would never have expected. He does this in every other area. So, we should trust that our life and the human story as a whole will not be an exception. An all-powerful, all-good God is in control. So no matter what happens, God works all things for good for those who trust him. So we should be at peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The book of Job answers the question of human suffering by focusing on God's power. It's amazing, though, how the New Testament finishes that answer by presenting us with a God who suffers as we do. In fact, St. Gregory the Great notes, Christ's sufferings parallel Job's sufferings very closely. Remember, first Job is deprived of his possessions and his family. So too is Christ rejected by the larger portion of Israel, his chosen people, his family, and God's prized possession. Then Job is made to suffer horrible physical sufferings. So too is Christ subjected to all kinds of physical torments on Good Friday. In Christ, we are comforted not just by a God who is all-powerful, but by a God who is nailed to a cross. He will show us, not only by his mighty deeds, but by his own crushing sacrifice, that he is able to take our sufferings and produce something wonderfully unexpected from it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we're hurting, the last thing we need is somebody to pretend like they have all the answers. We don't know, actually, with any detail, why God allows this person to suffer in a particular way, or why God allows that person to suffer in a different way, or why God seems to allow some people to have no suffering. We don't know exactly what good God will bring from any of the events in our life. But we do know the two things we need to get through whatever happens. And that is this, that God loves us and that he has suffered as we have. And the other is this, that God is all-powerful and all-good. And he will do something beautiful and unexpected with our suffering if we abandon ourselves to Him. If God is our Father, then no matter what happens, it will be for the best, and we are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this meditation?
There's a lot of good points there. It also reminded me of a great book I read from C.S. Lewis, which is The Problem of Pain.
Oh, that's good.
Everyone's favorite non-Catholic. But I think this one really struck me just at the end of the day. Pain is a really good thing because it will always remind you that this life is not for this life.
Yes.
It is the one thing that consistently gets me out of focusing so much on just the joys of this life, because this is a really joyous life.
Yeah.
I'm really blessed with the people around me, and there are so many things to enjoy. But whenever I'm in pain, I'm like, this is really, it's hard to look past it. And that's precisely the point.
Yeah, Teresa, I was really struck by a passage. I was meditating on the book of Revelation chapter 14, and verse 6 really caught my attention. Verse 6 was, then I saw another angel flying high overhead, sent to announce the good news of eternity to all who live on earth. And I never I've always thought of the good news of that Jesus is God, the good news of the resurrection. I've never thought about, wait a minute, the good news of eternity. Mm-hmm. That's the good news that what God has prepared for us is a perfect, unending life with Him in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be hoping for. And pain is a reminder, suffering is a reminder, death is a reminder. We're not made for this world. I was talking
kind
to
of a
another
cold shock.
Yeah. I was talking to another friend and we were talking about how, you know, I'm in my 50s. And so many people in their 50s and 60s, if you ask them, what are you looking forward to? I'm looking forward to retirement. I'm looking forward to spending time with my grandkids. I'm looking forward to travel. Okay, those are all good things. But it's not really what we're supposed to look forward to.
Yeah.
We're supposed to look forward to.
I'm just imagining the next time someone said, hey, like, what are you looking forward to right now? I was like, man, I'm going to die. But it's memento mori. It's why we say it. That should be a thing to celebrate.
Well, what we place
on. Because it is the point.
It's the point. What do you mean it's the point?
At the end of the day, this life is about becoming like God, being with Him in heaven, being like Him in heaven.
That's the
only point. And moving towards
that.
Literally, the only point of this world is what you become and what you choose.
Yeah. You know, I joke a little bit or to myself because God made the angels and then they were given a choice to be with God or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels decide, angels, because of the nature of angels, decide in an instant. And 2/3 of them chose to be with God and 1/3 chose to reject Him. And I can imagine God saying, oh, that didn't work out so well. I need to create beings that have a little more time to make the right choice. So we have been given this lifetime to travel through to make our choice.
And I feel like whenever we get a bit too confident about, oh, like this life is good. I'm so satisfied. Really, I'm just living this life to live this life. Pain really wakes you up and makes you go, no, I want that life.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is we just get so consumed with the details of this life. And pain is like this truly shock reminder of, whoa.
And what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Because otherwise, what are you suffering for?
Yeah, exactly. Well, good point. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.